Flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. Whisakisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone in between, welcome to another brand new episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. My name, as always, is the head of the table, and I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Yeah. Sakisa is back, and I am joined this week by one half of the Fluffy Boys, Mr. Danny Scott.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Hello, everybody. How are you? I feel like I've been on this in ages. Jesus
Christ, he's back. Well, we are meant to be joined by your tag team partner, but as we all know, for those who are regular listeners, we will know that it's always late.
Classic. To be fair, I won't blame him too much. We did say it was going to start 15 minutes later than we said, but also it's Ibs, so that's another 15 on top of that.
Exactly. Wrestling-wise, we've had an interesting week, mostly to do with, obviously, I'm one of the only ones that watches AEW, and I appreciate that. But AEW is actually quite good. It's just, unfortunately, there's not really stuff. Well, number one, I have to address this. Adam Copeland, aka Edge, your name being Cope is not great.
No. No. What? Explain.
I can't explain.
You just don't like it?
I don't. It just doesn't have a ring to it. Just being like Cope.
But then also he's like new merch. It's like legend, isn't it? But with Edge in it. Isn't that like his... So I don't really understand the whole... I get it, obviously, having to change your name from WWE to AEW, but like he's still using Edge. So...
Yeah. And also...
Yeah. And it's just so boring, isn't it, really? It's just like you're giving us your full legal name when you're the rated R superstar Edge. Now you go from that to Adam Copeland. It just seems such a... degraded of your own name.
It is. I don't. It's just.
Bless him. He's trying.
Yeah. He's trying. But they're coming up with their new pay per view event is coming up. Revolution. Yeah. I believe it's Revolution. Is coming up. And yes, it is. Revolution's coming up. I was correct. Well done, me. Nice. It's coming up. Thank you. On the 9th of March.
What am I up to? Should I watch it? Considering I'm part of a wrestling podcast? Go on then.
I'll tell you who is on. I'll tell you what some of the highlights
Send
of the...
Send it to me.
Okay, so we've got Will Ospreay versus Kyle Fletcher in a steel cage match.
All right, okay. Okay.
MJF versus Hangman Adam Page.
I saw their promo, actually, the other day. Mm. I did watch that on YouTube. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Daniel Garcia versus Adam Cole for the AEW TNT Championship. Mercedes Moné versus Momo for AEW TBS Championship, which should be very good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Timeless Toni Storm versus Mariah May, because obviously Timeless is back being our women's champion.
I love that. I saw that promo as well, where she... busted her up and then dragged her out. I was like, you made me do this. I'm liking it, to be fair. From what I'm seeing on little snippets on YouTube, I am quite liking, I can't believe I was ever going to say this, I'm quite liking what AEW are doing currently.
Yeah.
So,
and there's obviously John Moxley versus Colt for the AEW's World Championship, Ricochet versus Swerve Strickland, who will get number one contendership. So there is some really good matches, and they've got some great views. It's just unfortunate that they are doing it within... an era of the build-up for Road to WrestleMania. And speaking about Road to WrestleMania, we've got Ibs. Let's have Ibs join. Ibs is about to join our lovely chat. As we are talking about the Road to WrestleMania, I have to talk about The Rock promo on SmackDown.
Yeah. Let's get into that. That's very exciting.
It's number one. It's exciting. But hold on, wait. Shall we wake him? Let's welcome him. Welcome Ibs to the chat.
Yeah. Hello. Sorry, I'm late. I got times incorrect.
As always, we were just chatting about the Rock's promo on SmackDown.
But as I spoke to someone on the podcast earlier this week, we need to remember that why we like The Rock was the catchphrases, yeah, and he didn't write them catchphrases, yeah. So this just talking. He's like a put like he's getting cachet because it's him, but how can your promo be like a Triple H match, fam? Like 25 minutes, slow pace, or long, like it's
Well, it's given the
confusing.
isn't it given the whole Vince McMahon with Stone Cold, I want you to be my corporate champion like back in day. That's it's that it's a kind of nod to that, I do believe, is it not?
Yes.
But Vince was out here trying to touch a man's chest going, I want to take your soul. That's crazy.
Yeah, but also Vince didn't play Maui in Moana, so really
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
you can't
true.
keep drawing similarities.
I think, I just like it's long. Like, I still notice, yeah, but what does it mean? Like, because The Rock has no real cachet in Elimination Chamber this weekend. Like, he doesn't really have to. He doesn't really have a reason to be there. And if he shows up, it's like, but why though? Like, unless, yeah, because Cody's not fighting the Elimination Chamber, right?
Nah, he's
Yeah,
just
Cody
there
ain't
to talk
gone.
to Rock, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just there to talk to Rock, and obviously we'll find out who he will be facing at WrestleMania because it's obviously Elimination Chamber. But I don't know what's the Rock promo with him wanting to him to be his champion. I don't know how you're going to try and tie that in with whoever is winning the Elimination Chamber because there's no one, especially like. With
Oh, that's a no. I don't think no one. If anyone has a gripe, you could
it's true.
say no. It could be CM Punk. Because remember, the reason why CM Punk was like, "I'm out here, gone," is because man, that like Dwayne was just pulling up and like, "Yo, I want to be champion now," or "Oh, I want to be the guy now." So if anyone can be like, "Nah, this is on a dickhead thing," it could be CM Punk.
Well, the thing is, like, in case you say Drew, you're saying Punk. I'm actually going to go another way with it. I'm thinking Cena, right? Because I'm
Oh
hearing now, because I'm hearing rumors of Cena, Cody, and one of them are turning heel. Like, that's kind of something that's been happening, like, a conversation's been happening online. And if it means Cena does it, gets a final, and you've obviously got the Rock and Cena tension from that old once and twice and three times in a lifetime. Maybe we've got a little bit of a Cody heel turn on Cena, because if he's going to turn heel on someone, if he does it on Cena, that you're getting heat beyond belief. Like, so potentially we've got something happening there as well.
it depends on the circumstances of him turning heel. If he turns heel on a cheating thing, yeah, we're like, why could like, no, I prefer that. Or if he shows up with The Rock and he just like does The Rock's bidding. Like that's dead. That's that Cody, after the way you are, like the man's man, the guy's guy, that's how you're gonna go out. Like you're not gonna be the boss of your own situation when you turn heel. So like it doesn't make sense. Like
But
we're just
then
we're just I
also,
think what we need to commend WWE though, what we need to commend is now before when what I just said would be what would happen. Now we're like, oh please, because you've done so well, WWE. We're so in. Don't fuck this up.
they've
Because,
kept us guessing. I will give them that. They've kept us guessing. They kept us on our toes. Even from Rumble, they've kept us on our toes where I don't know what's happening with the men's division.
Well, also, you've
And
got the
when
argument of CM Punk has got a favor from Paul Heyman, right?
are
Still, and then we've
we?
also got Drew McIntyre on The Rock's live stream asked The Rock for a favor. He leant in, whispered something to The Rock, said, "Can you do me that?" Rock went, "Yeah." So you've kind of got these two parallel stories happening alongside this. So yeah, you're right, Skeezer. Like, there's so like I don't know, right? And you've got to commend.
Also, I
Sorry,
kind
mate.
of had assumed that we would have found out what was passed over from The Rock to Cody Rhodes last year.
Oh yeah, and that as well.
And that's still going. Like, you can't forget that.
Don't
WWE have a bad habit of forgetting about things that you just plant seed
even
for.
care.
I've got a
Don't
theory.
care. They
I know.
don't
No,
care.
I reckon I know what The Rock gave Cody. I reckon he gave Cody his mum's number to give to Cody's mum, and now they're besties. That's what I reckon he gave him.
That's what probably
Yeah.
happens. I'd accept that. I'd accept that.
That's it. That's all we got.
So
But
who are you picking for the men's elimination? I will say from now, I'm not picking Cena. I think he will be final two, and I think Logan Paul is going to screw him over, which means WrestleMania, it will be, I think Logan Paul gets eliminated by Cena. Cena's then in
Oh,
the final two, and then Logan Paul then comes back and screws him over, which means it's Logan Paul versus John Cena at WrestleMania.
yeah, I see that. But also, a bit of me want Logan Paul to win the chamber for a laugh.
Never gonna happen.
Can you
I
imagine?
know.
We've
What are we
got the
doing?
potential
What
of
are we
McIntyre,
doing?
Punk,
Why do you
Cena,
want
and
that
Logan Paul
beat?
wins.
Listen, I used to being an ex-Cena hater, yeah. There's nothing more. I was not there's two things I don't want to see in it. Fuck it. Why are we doing a heel turn so late? We don't need it. We don't need it. Just be nice to us and give John Cena his flowers, yeah. Two, this like Logan Paul is a like what he did on Monday. I was thinking this. Was very was like he brought the heel on himself. But this is the question about Logan Paul. If Logan Paul wasn't who Logan Paul was, yeah, like would he be in this sort of like place? Do you feel like the character as the, like the wrestler shows no doubt he should be here, but do you think he's already getting too big too quickly?
Nah.
No.
Do you not think so? Okay. I guess I'm in that camp. I hate that one. I
Well,
hate
nah,
so
because
much
like
Cody.
you,
I've switched on him. I hate him.
yeah, but
Maybe he's just doing his job. Yeah.
you could argue that with anyone who comes from a different company, and they've just come in
Yeah.
with a really good polarizing character who everyone boos, everyone hates, and can hold his own in a ring. Like it's just, it doesn't. Of course, you need some sort of heat or something from somewhere else anyway. Because if you just had some random person come in who's never done wrestling and doesn't have any background, yeah, of course I wouldn't get it. So you could argue that, but it's part of this whole industry of the sports entertainment side, right? Like yeah, you could argue what you said is right, but also he's holding his own and he's doing great, and he's got his new finisher now, the polarizer or something, whatever it's called, the little backdrop into a DDT. He's got a finisher now. He's not just brass knuckling people. So yeah, man. I said give him the title now. Just for a laugh.
We're gonna do that in Vegas on 420. Everyone be like,
Give me Logan
no.
Paul.
So they'll be like, no. Rewind,
I'ma get
rewind,
Logan Paul
no.
merch, mate.
But everyone on edibles is like, no, the edible's too good for him. No. I'm sorry.
Nah,
So we just what was
give me a one lucky punch Logan Paul merch t-shirt, mate. I'll wear it.
oh.
Prime on the sleeve. I don't give a fuck. Sign me
All
up.
right, Daddy, the question's been asked in it. Can I haven't really complete my answer yet? Because I've changed 3 times this week. Who do you think is gonna win the chamber?
Okay, jokes aside of Logan Paul. I think Sakita's theory is really good with Cena
I
being
think.
Logan, and then you get Logan Cena. I think that is something that could happen. I kind of want Cena to win. Like I feel like
Yeah.
the story of Cena Rhodes, with potentially adding The Rock in, that's a triple threat randomly because he's ahead of TKO, doesn't care. You know, like if Rhodes slaps The Rock at like Chamber and he's vexed, and then he adds himself into it because you can do what you want. You have Cena, Rock, Rhodes, and a triple threat. I can maybe see that. Money on it, yeah, I'd say Cena. Just because my little boy wants it. I want it so bad. I want to see that. But why do I feel like Punk's gonna do it, the little shit? Why do I feel like Punk's gonna G? Why do I feel like Punk's gonna GTS Logan Paul, get him out, and I'm gonna cry, and then Punk's gonna beat Cena, and I'm gonna cry again.
Yes, John Cena's not my pick. CM Punk is my pick.
I just think you're right. I just think you're right, and I don't want you to be right.
Because I can't see him doing anything else again, apart from probably facing Logan, unless if something happens at the Elimination Chamber. In terms of him being at WrestleMania, I can't see him doing another situation. I can
What do we
see
do with McIntyre then if Punk wins?
he will face Damian Priest.
Why?
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 You let her
Don't
get
fight
to Kingston.
Sheamus, man. Don't let her fight Sheamus again. I prefer that. They don't need no building. You just look at each other funny and they'll be like, banger after banger. Done. I prefer that, though. I prefer that first match. Because, listen, Damien, why did you leave the Judgment Day? Real talk. Because Rhea's doing her own thing now. There's no more terrible twins. There's not twins in this bitch. That man was just ops because they were ops to other people. What's he doing, bruv? He's not even fighting for the Intercontinental Plus title fight right now. So, aka the World Heavyweight Championship, anyways. But, like, rubbish. But I think also,
Hard.
there ain't no way that CM Punk was like, yeah, I'm cool with missing, like, after missing my last WrestleMania, I'm gonna fight Logan Paul. There ain't no way. We know Phil Brooks.
Nah.
There's no way.
Nah, but
So,
Punk versus Cody, then yeah, you're right. Cena versus Logan. God.
no, he's gonna. I think, yeah, I think Cena's gonna win 17 somewhere in Boston. They're gonna do a pay-per-view in Boston, or maybe a Monday night in Boston, and he'll win the title there, or something like that. I don't think he's scared for the title at WrestleMania, unless because he's been on this cutting. You remember, because after he came out of the Rumble, he's like, I'm in the Elimination Chamber. Yeah. He could pull up in the press conference and be like, Mandem, I'm in the main event. I don't care. I'm pulling up.
Yeah, well,
So
yeah,
he can
because
do.
Triple H said Cena can do what he wants, right?
Yeah. So
He was
literally,
like,
he could just be like, you know what? I'm in it. I'm in it. Punk, Cody, Cena.
"Oi, Punk, Cody, Cena, and Rock," and they all
Yeah,
just go. Rock goes, "I'm
we're gonna have
TKO."
to.
Cena
You
goes,
said
"It's
this.
my farewell."
No, but I think because Roman's gonna face Seth, that has to be done. What? Listen, there ain't no way our tribal chief is going to be. Yeah, listen, sorry, my tribal chief. There's
You
no
mentally said you got to
way.
put the finger in the air.
Yeah, there's no way my tribal chief here. Yeah. After what happened to him on February 1st, allow that shit to just run. So he's just pull up like.
Yeah.
I think Seth's about to win. Yeah, the door's open because someone's come out. Do
Could
do
I?
do. Woo! And then he comes in. Roman helps him, and that's the favor. That's the fucking favor.
Yeah,
Because
that
that's the
Roman
favor. Yeah,
helps. Yeah.
that's the favor. And that's how he goes to face Cody at WrestleMania.
Well, can I ask then, what do you reckon with what do you reckon Cody's gonna say to The Rock? Like, what are people's theories? Because a bit of me, I want him to turn ill, because I'm a bit, you know, I've said it on the podcast loads, I'm a bit bored of Cody Rhodes's run,
Yeah,
but
but not
it
like
needs something. But
this.
what do you
But not
reckon?
like
What do you reckon?
this. Not like this. That's how I feel with it. Not like this.
I love the long form storytelling of him and Seth, though. I do
Yeah.
like it. It's got WWE written all over it. It
Old school
smells
shit.
of Triple H.
Yeah.
It's reeked of Triple H.
So Ibs, who are you saying is your pick?
Yeah, I'm going, he calls in the favor. And CM Punk's winning. There's no, listen. And then Cody has to turn heel, really, because everyone's good. Or they don't even have to turn heel yet. Basically, this is how I feel he turns heel, yeah. This is how Cody should turn heel. He loses the match and then he beats the shit out of Finn. So he doesn't even get his WrestleMania moment. Yeah. And he shows up on Raw. Explains why, how much he loved it. My story wasn't finished. Fuck this. I'm getting it back. Yeah. On some like evil thing. I think that's the way he does it. I think he loses gracefully and then turns heel. That's the only way I'm like, fine. Because it makes, yeah. That's
I can't see it
how
happening. Anyway, let's move on with the four other matches
I feel.
within the Elimination Chamber. I'm going to talk about Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus, the two T's, versus Nia Jax and Candice LeRae. Who is winning? I think it's obvious.
Come on.
Obviously.
Come on. Yeah.
Obviously.
Tiffy time, mate.
Tiffany and
Tiffy
Trish.
time.
Yeah. I don't think we even need to talk about it. It's obviously leading
Yeah.
into WrestleMania. Tiffany needs to have a strong win, and that's the way to do it. Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn in an unsanctioned match,
Oh.
which should have been at WrestleMania.
Yeah, what
Yeah,
are
but
they
I get why it's in
doing?
Toronto. I get why it's in Toronto.
No,
I get
man.
it. No, I get it.
They should
Canada,
have just
man.
done what they did with Randy Orton, where Owens just kicked the shit out of him and then it had to go to WrestleMania. That would have
Yeah, or
been.
like Owens is fighting someone else at Toronto and Sammy comes out and does him in, you know, because
Yeah.
that would have got a huge pop at Toronto. It didn't need the match, didn't need to happen here. But I'm gonna go Owens.
Oh, I'm
Yeah, because
also
I
gonna go
think,
Owens.
yeah, I just think that leads on to potentially another match at WrestleMania because it's the whole Sami Zayn redemption arc. And also, Owens, you can't be this much of an absolute wrecking ball and keep losing. You know, like he lost against like Co I don't know. I just feel I want Owens to do loads, and I reckon he'll do them. They went to each other's houses, though.
I know.
Yeah.
So I just have a little visit to your house. Really cute.
Randy Orton Triple H vibes. Love it.
Yeah. Ibs, what are you saying? Ibs.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm just, yeah, I'm
Listening.
on the fence on this one. I think oh my heart really wants Sammy because I don't think there's anywhere like anything for Sammy to, I don't. This match, because we've seen it so many times, it's good to happen in sprinkles, not like we do promo, 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 promo. So I think this is the end feud fight for them for this time round. But yeah, you are so correct, Daddy. I was so with Sammy winning, but you are so correct. So like he has been in an absolute tear. I'm going to keep losing and losing and losing. It kind of seems like if he was smart, like he is a smart ref, like his character is a smart person, he'd like surely he was thinking something would need to change. So I think he has to win. It makes so much sense that he has to win.
Yeah, even if it's in the most diabolical way, just so we could have. Yeah.
No,
What
we
about you,
don't.
Skisa? What you
Do you
say?
really think they're gonna do it again at Mania?
Yeah. Let's
Why?
have a rough ending so they can have their WrestleMania moment of them fighting each other. They both deserve that. Also, where else are you going to put them at Mania? You know, like
Yeah.
you're not gonna have like Sammy team up with Orton versus Kevin and someone random. That's let
Makes no
them want to
sense.
fight. Them two want to fight at Mania. They've always wanted that. They've always said that. Give him that moment. But let's have this match end in such an unsanctioned, diabolical way, where it's like, I don't know. Something has to happen. Triple H comes in. And is like, nah. I know it's unsanctioned, but this is too much. Like, let's have it proper feral. And then it's like, right, Triple H is going to be the special guest referee between them two at Mania or something, or Stone Cold or something like that, where it's like, we need someone to actually sanction this, but who is also feral? Mick Foley, Triple H, or Stone Cold will special guest referee them to Mania, something like that. And Owens is like stunnering them all anyway.
Yeah, I completely agree. It should really happen. I feel like this match, as I said at the start, should have happened at WrestleMania. And I feel like if they something happens where they just have to take it to WrestleMania.
Wrestle Club Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, between this is the head of the table, Sikisa, and this is a public service announcement just to say that unfortunately the Zoom cut out at this point, just as we were getting into the rest of Elimination Chamber predictions. But it ended with us discussing about the Women's Chamber match. It's a very interesting Women's Chamber match because obviously we just had the change of the Women's Tag Team Champions with Liv Morgan and Raquel taking the championship from Naomi and Bianca Belair, and three of the four of those participants are in the Elimination Chamber. However, with the Elimination Chamber and that storyline, obviously we know that Jade Cargill will be coming back at some point, and I do feel like she will be involved in the Elimination Chamber. I believe it's going to be either Bianca or Naomi that's going to turn heel. The question is, which one? I have no idea. But the boys and I discussed that how the factor in this Elimination Chamber is that the NXT superstar Raquel Perez is in the chamber. And that is, you know what, a good thing. I think she's going to do an amazing job in this Elimination Chamber, and we are assuming that she will get called up to the main roster after this. If she doesn't, then what's the point? I don't understand it. But I generally do feel like at this point, she is the one that could win and take the spot at WrestleMania to face our mammy, our gorgeous Mammy Ripley. And if that's the case, it will end up quite similar to what Rhea did a few years ago when she faced Charlotte Flair, when she was still starting out, still a rookie in the company. And if it does happen this way, it is kind of like passing the torch on to Roxanne. And I think it will be a cracking match at WrestleMania. We do also have Bayley and Alexa Bliss in the Elimination Chamber. Whether the Wyatt Six is going to get involved is obviously up in the air, because obviously Alexa Bliss has now been moved to SmackDown, and obviously the Wyatt Six is on SmackDown. You would think that something's going to happen there. Whether Bayley is going to be the one that wins it is, I don't think it's going to happen based on the dynamics of this match. But if that doesn't happen, if she doesn't win the Elimination Chamber, well, what does she do for WrestleMania? I really don't want it to end up being like an eight-man tag team match with the women versus women on WrestleMania. I think it's been done and dusted. I think you can utilize the women's roster on Raw and SmackDown to the best of their ability. I do think at WrestleMania we're gonna get Jade versus either Naomi or Bianca. But what I really would like potentially is maybe both Naomi and Bianca turn heel. I think that would be quite interesting. If not, I think Bianca does need a new dynamic within WWE, and her turning heel after so long would be great. However, part of me really does want her to win to face Rhea Ripley. It's been a match I've been wanting to see for ages, especially for the championship, and I really would like to see it. Especially when it comes to such a main big event as WrestleMania, 2-day event, WrestleMania. I would love to see it myself. It's going to be interesting dynamics within the Elimination Chamber, but I can't wait to see it. It's going to be great. We would love to hear your thoughts on WrestleMania and the Elimination Chamber. What do you think is going to be the outcome coming out of Saturday? Are we going to see some surprises? Is there going to be surprise wins? What is Cody Rhodes' decision going to be regarding The Rock? Such a weird thing to throw in the spanner. If it was after WrestleMania, I could definitely understand that. But before WrestleMania, you're just throwing more stuff into the framework and it's just confusing. Like, just keep it to what it is. And then let Cody do something after WrestleMania with The Rock, if anything. And also, we've all forgotten about. It's coming up to the time where it's coming up to Money in the Bank. And it's obviously Elimination Chambers in Toronto. Will Cena be in the Money in the Bank? Because I think if he doesn't win the Elimination Chamber, putting him in Money in the Bank and having him win the briefcase would be a great way, because then we don't know when he's going to cash in, and then he could cash in his own time. I think that's a great shout. Do you agree with that thought? Please do let us know here at the Wrestle Club UK podcast. Please, as always, like and subscribe. On this episode, I was joined by Ibs and Danny, the Fluffy Boys, the tag team champions of the podcast. And as always, my name is Sakisa, the head of the table. I hope you enjoy Elimination Chamber. Please do share and subscribe to this podcast. Please do give us a lovely review. We would love a little 5-star from you. But apart from that, this has been the Wrestle Club UK podcast, and we'll see you next week.
A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!